Professor Gadsad mocks woke ideology by humorously coming out as proud gay man of wife now identifying as man. By Joshua Klein on January 28, 2023. Evolutionary behavior scientist Dr. Gadsad set off a Twitter storm this week after posting a woke image of transgender men appearing to menstruate. As he warned about the dangers of such ideology and followed up by blasting his detractors as homophobes after humorously claiming his biological female wife now identifies as a man, making Saad married to another man and, therefore, gay himself. Saad, a professor and leading public intellectual who has long railed against woke ideology, posted an image on Monday featuring what appeared to be 10 transgender men in blood-stained underwear, along with text that reads, "People have periods." The image was part of a campaign launched in 2021 called Bleeding Beyond the Binary by Luteal, a company selling products promoting menstrual health. Saad added his own caption to the image, in a post that has garnered over 23 million views as of Saturday. "I warned you," he wrote, in reference to the dangers of woke ideology and the mainstreaming of anti-scientific content. In response to the tweets by those on the left attacking his message, the popular Canadian psychologist posted a roughly 5-minute clip in what he informed would be a big personal announcement on Wednesday. In the clip, titled, "I am a gay man and I'm proud of it," Saad claims to come out as a gay man. In the video's description, Saad calls his new orientation his current lived truth, as he asks others to be respectful and avoid homophobia or transphobia. "Respect our family's privacy," he added. The video begins with Saad recalling the ad that featured what he termed a bunch of trans men with what looked like them having a period. And it said, "People have periods," meaning that sometimes men have periods, sometimes women have periods, he explained. As a result, he comically claimed he had come to believe that that's accurate. So, for example, if a biological woman has a child but he self-identifies as male, then this is proof that men too can bear children, he elaborated. He then highlighted atheist activist Matt Dillahunty's response to his original warning, where Dillahunty wrote, "You warned us that true statements would be made. Brilliant." And it's clear as Matt Dillahunty the atheist came after me when I posted this clip because I said I warned you about these realities and he said you warned us about what, a true statement? Meaning that yes, men too can menstruate, Saad said. Consequently, Saad claims to have thought over the matter and browsed progressive biology books, concluding that he had erred in his original assessment. "I'm here to tell you that recently, and I didn't feel comfortable saying this because I didn't really want to come out of the closet, but my biological female spouse, with whom I've had children, recently came out to me and said that he self-identifies as a man," he said, tongue in cheek. "And so, because I now truly do see, based on progressive biology, that men can menstruate. And, men can have children, and I totally believe in that position because it's just the right thing as so many, even physicians who specialize in transgender medicine who've made it clear. In addition to, the New England Journal of Medicine. And, all sorts of very laudable places have stated so." Thus, Saad whimsically admitted, he is also now of the opinion that menstruation is not something reserved for one sex or the other, not that there is such a thing as two sexes. This new understanding, he noted, shed light on his own sexual orientation, he said. "And so that leaves me with the very surprising reality that I'm a gay man. For the past 23 years, I've been having sex, pretty legendary sex I might add, with a man, because my former, I thought, biological female wife, who gave birth to children, our children, now self-identifies as a man." Turning the tables on his critics, Saad said he should not have to continue to face prejudice due to his nature. "So, I just want to say that just because I'm a gay man, I shouldn't be faced with the kind of homophobia that I've been receiving," he said, adding that it should be similar to when Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg uses his sexual orientation as a central feature of his CV, or when the current White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre uses her skin color and her sexual orientation as the key drivers of her CV. Noting his background as a Jew of color from Lebanon who escaped war as a child, Saad recalled that many people would tell him he could not be at the top of the victimology poker pyramid because he exhibits the learned sexual preference of heterosexuality. Remember, homosexuality is innate. While Heterosexuality in a sexually reproducing species is something that is learned through heteronormative positions. As I explained in The Consuming Instinct, he said, in reference to his 2011 book about human nature. So I'm here to report to you that you can add gay man to my victimology score, he said, as he continued to mock woke tenets. Saad wrapped up the clip claiming he was proud of his new orientation, while admitting it was still subject to change if his husband suddenly chooses to identify as a female once again. I don't know if my husband will revert back to self-identifying as a woman, in which case I will be back to being heterosexual, but for now as we speak I am perfectly proud and happy. And, content in my skin to come out of the proverbial closet as a gay man, he said. The popular psychologist's message comes as pro-LGBTQ sentiment and transgender propaganda continues to spread, with woke initiatives seeking to push gender ideology and queer theory in the media and educational system. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.